Were you a student at the time of the armistice?
Yes. I'd only been a month at the varsity when the armistice came.
Yes.
And, it was a great spree all up and down Castle Street, up to Union Street. Mm-hmm. And the Gordons band came along. And I can't remember the type major, but I think it was Kenny, it was his name.
Yes.
And he had a VC, I remember the VC he had. And he played up and down Union Street.
Yes.
We had a very happy time.
Yes. And you expected to be called up?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was expecting to be called up in January, you see.
You reached your 18th
yes,
birthday.
When I was judging. And Sidney Davidson, the surgeon, who was in our year,
yes,
was waiting as well.
Would you have gone, or would you have been able to postpone it for your studies?
By that time, it would have been postponed, I think.
Yes.
But 6 months earlier, it would not have been postponed. It would have been the time, you see, when they were still calling them up.
Yes.
See, for a time in 1917, they were calling up the lads at 17, not waiting till 18, mm-hmm. But when the Americans came in, there was more manpower.
I see, yes.
That was the thing.
Must have been very frightening to have the prospect of going to war at 17, 18.
Well, I had lost two cousins in 1915, within a week of one another. One was an arts student, and his brother was working at home at the farm, mm-hmm. And they were both in the Gordon Highlanders. That student was in U Company of the 4th Gordons.
Yes.
And he was killed at the age of 19. And his brother had joined the army, had joined the Territorials at the age of 16.
My goodness.
In 1914 summer.
Uh-huh.
And he was called up right up, and he was killed a week later.
Yes.
At the age of 17.
Dear.
And that was two of the Gordons that had gone.
Yes.
And no, I would never threaten to be called up.
Would you not?
No, I wouldn't say
you
so.
You thought it was an adventure?
It's the same sort of thing. I was in the army, in the RAMC.
Yes.
In the Second War.
Uh-huh.
I was in that. We'd an OTC at the end of the First War too.
Yes.
We had a lot of fun in that time. Linklater, who was in our year, who became the great author, he was a sergeant.
Uh-huh.
And David Levac, who was a radiologist, he was a sergeant.
Yes.
And we had a very happy time then down at Fleetwood and then in the Isle of Man,
uh-huh.
When we were in the OTC, just well after the war.
Yes. Was that a new idea then, the OTC?
It was U Company of the 4th Gordons before that.
Ah, yes.
It was the OTC.
And what did you stand for?
What's that?
What did you stand for?
U Company, University Company.
Oh, I
see. I'm thinking
possibly,
of
yes.
Company.
Ah, yes. Uh-huh. And did the young people of that time think that fighting in the First World War was the right thing to be doing? You know, when you read the poets afterwards, they look back and the terrible waste that there was. But did it seem like a waste at the time? In, well, say, 1917, 18?
At that time. In that article that I wrote for the year, I said survivors of the muddiest and the bloodiest war in history. It
yes.
Was.
Uh-huh.
And still, it was that time the muddiest. It was a dreadful, dreadful time.